With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Good morning. How are you?
Well, you didn't have to stretch to get there with your imagination. It's an exciting time, and couldn't come at a better time for us to be on the arrow pointing up, so to speak. Our traditional Thanksgiving time is a big time for us. It's a time when we really get to feature the Salvation Army in front of upwards of 70, 80 million people. And it's a great thing because we get to mix the celebrity that we have entertained at halftime, and we get to mix that with the recognition of the 3 million volunteers around the nation who work to help the Salvation Army help a lot of people during this season. So it's a big deal for us. And apart from having gotten to be a part of a team that might have competed to win a Super Bowl, the proudest thing I'm about is or whatever is the job Charlotte Jones has done to make us associated with the Salvation Army.
Yes, great work indeed. It looked like you had the rush of a lifetime sitting in that box when that kick went through the uprights. What has been different in these past 2 weeks, Jerry? These two road wins to turn the season around. You could be in control of the division. What's been the difference here as of late?
Well, let's start with the fact that these are good teams, yeah. Really good teams that we compete against. I know Philadelphia had a rough go of it against New Orleans, but boy, these are good teams, and it's on the road. Well, in the NFL, on the road, you're going uphill when you get there, and so that was important. Secondly, if you look at who we've played some good teams, and we come out on the wrong end of playing many of those good teams. That really shows me that we've got the fundamentals to compete here and compete for the playoffs, if you will. It's the teams we're playing. It's the teams we've lost to. It's the teams we've won against. We're a team that is improving. We're the youngest team. We started off as the youngest team in the NFL, or close to it, but I think it's the youngest. And we've got a lot of room to get better. Dak is just going to continue to get better at quarterback, and our offensive line is right where it should be, improving. And that defense, you're seeing it right before your eyes. You're seeing players and linebacking, secondary. You're seeing some defensive linemen play better. We've got help on the way there as far as our injury. I like the future of this team, and I'm talking about the 2018 version of it.
Jerry, did you guys see yourself right now as being in control of this division?
No. I think that obviously if we won out, we should be. But let's just give these teams that we're going to play. They've got all the incentives in the world to beat us, whether it be here at AT&T or whether it be out on the road. So we've just got to go just like the other day. There's no shortcut. It's series by series. It's quarter by quarter. And these games are going to be close right down to the end. It's really never been any different in the NFL.
Jerry Jones joined us here at 105 Through the Fan. I don't know if you were able to see the Rams-Chiefs game last night, but it was an offensive showing. When you look at your team and the way they're playing now, do you see yourself able to compete on the level of these two teams from last night?
Well, the games can be completely different, and I'm being trite. I don't ever see us in an air out like that. I see us really controlling the ball when we're playing at our best. I think that if we got in shootouts, and if you recall back in Romo's days, we were in shootouts. and we could shoot out with the best of them. Elway out here, we got the short end of the stick, but we had one of the greatest games ever with the shootout here, Ramos next last year. Having said all of that, I think that we can compete because it wouldn't be the same type of game, I believe. Because if you just assume that you got to score 54 points to win a ball game, then nothing we've seen says we can play at that kind of level. But nothing I've seen says that we have to because of the way our defense plays.
Jerry Jones with Sean and RJ every week on 105.3 The Fan. Jerry, it sounds like a good problem to have, but what do you do when Sean Lee comes back healthy? Leighton Vander Esch is taking over. His stock is going through the roof. You got Sean Lee there with the brains and the ability when healthy. How do you manage that when it comes time for that decision?
That's what a problem to have. Now, that's a management dream right there. And you rotate those guys. You get the very best out of their strength, their endurance. Sean Lee is, without a doubt, can be the key guy on the team, much less on the defense. And so you don't want too many plays with him not in there. But the way Vander Esch is playing, of course, what we have, and Smith out there, we just will play them all. And there's plenty of snaps to go around. There's 60 plays on defense. You certainly can get those guys in for 20 or 30 plays apiece.
Jerry, this is your weekly reminder. Again, not trying to take money out of your pocket, but since week three, the Cowboys' opponents have dropped back to pass 300 times. They have not been called for a single offensive holding in that time span. So this holding trend just continues. Last week, I think you told us it was it just shouldn't happen. And are you guys keeping track of this? Are you closely monitoring it?
Of course we are. We honor and analyze and assess every penalty we have. You do that just to for no other reason other than to get our players sensitive and point out the cost of a penalty. I believe these things come in batches. I really do. And so it just tells me that we may go through a spot here as we get toward the end that all of a sudden there's not makeup, but all of a sudden there's a higher sensitivity about how that's going against us. Maybe it will turn for us. I'd a lot rather be sitting here in this spot with no penalties called against us, and we couldn't take it back anyway, and 5-5 with what's ahead of us and us wearing them out about how could this happen. We're not getting any holding penalties to our benefit here. I like this spot. Let's hammer it.
Now, Jerry, the conspiracy theory that you know is out there is, well, because Jerry could be a thorn in the side of the commissioner's office or the league in the offseason, this is their revenge. That's a conspiracy theory from some fans. You, of course, reject that notion.
Well, there's a lot of people involved to take it all the way out to the back judge or all the way to take it out to an official. there's a lot of people involved. Some of those are going to talk if anything like that's going on.
I agree. Jerry Jones right here on 105.3.
They'll be asking them, by the way.
Yeah, that's right. Jerry, sad news after the game. What can you tell us about Michael Gallup and that terrible situation he's dealing with?
Well, it was tragic, and he's such a young person, and our heart just goes out to him and his entire family. And when the light was shone on his family and the way, in particular, his mother has taken her life and been so wonderful to be moms to people who need a mom. It just adds to it, and it just seems unfair. It always should and does, but unfair that Michael's got to have this kind of disappointment. And, you know, I really appreciated our media. You know, at the end of the day, we really are the right kind of folks with our media. And I found that out over the last 30-something years. But all I had to say was we couldn't say what it was, but we had a highly sensitive situation in the room with a player that was a life or death matter. And I'm telling you, everybody respected that and didn't get into it and didn't need to have it. I want to thank you for how sensitive y'all are.
Jerry Jones joining us here on 105 Through the Fan. Brett Maher has missed a kick of some kind, being an extra point or a field goal now in four straight. Do you have a little concern there with Brett?
Well, I think that it all went away when that ball barely got in that goalpost. That period, that all went away. Well, I knew he was going to make the next one. No, it all goes away, and that's all I want to say about it.
Jerry.
I'm serious. I don't want to create any doubt or anything like that. Let's just get up here. We've got to have him, and obviously we're going to need him to kick some extra points and field goals if we do anything at all here.
Jerry, we heard that Jeff Swaim had surgery. How long do you think he's going to be out, and what are the other major injuries that you're concerned with as we get ready for the Redskins?
Well, I think Jeff will be out three to four weeks. I had the greatest visit with his mother and dad right before that ball game, and they're so proud of him. We're so proud of him, and Texas should be proud of him, University of Texas alumni. So it's a shame he got that, but, boy, he came out smoking and came back for that ball on that first play and just looked like that a professional tight end ought to look like. I'm sorry for this setback for our team as well as him. I think overall injury, it's who we can get back. I feel that Woods, even though this is a short week, has a chance to get back. I think Taco's got a chance to get back. Those are important for us. We're really keeping a close eye on Irvin's high ankle sprain. Doubtful there, but still keeping a close eye on it because we play here in 3 days. Those guys are real important to us. I see help on the way on the injury issue, but, of course, at this time you can have an injury that you're not thinking about right now, and all teams do. That will add to it. But when I look at our overall team, we've got a lot of help on the way at various positions that I think will add to our chance to be a better team 2 or 3 weeks from now.
Is Tyron going to be okay?
Well, he's certainly much, 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 much better than he was after we left Atlanta last year. And certainly he's going to play Sunday. And the answer is if you say okay, if you give me some degrees of that, yes.
Jerry Jones right here on The Fan. Sometimes in the past you've had some fun with us, with your buddy Daniel Snyder on the other side. He just lost his quarterback with the horrific injury. You know about the Longhorn Colt McCoy that's taken over. NFC East, Thanksgiving Day. Set us up for the preview, Jerry, of what Thursday could be.
Well, first of all, I do like to compete with Dan, and I like to work with Dan away from the games. And nobody's any more of a competitor than Dan is as an owner. And I was sure proud for his season for him on an individual basis. I wasn't for the way it lines up against the Cowboys. But I don't want to see the NFL lose a quarterback, especially a top one. And so that's not good. And but I'll tell you, Colt McCoy, I've watched him. I'll never forget the ball that he threw in the stands. That they tried to decide whether or not it was a throwaway or whether or not it was an intentional grounding out at AT&T Stadium. But the bottom line is he's a competitor. We know him. I've admired him all during his college and actually pro career. And he's beaten us out here, and so with the Redskins, and so all of that is there. This is the Washington Redskins, and And as old Nate Newton said one time, let's give them some capital punishment.
Yes. So, Jerry, you've been very open and honest and unwavering about Dak's future. But Calvin Watkins came out with a little piece about Tank's future. And I'm not asking for contract details or anything, but he's reported that a source close to Tank said, you know, franchising him again would be, quote, unacceptable. Do you have the same optimism for Tank's future here as you've spoken about with Dak?
I don't have any comment about the contract because as I know of no activity, number one. And number two, certainly I'm excited. He's been our best this year, and he's continued to improve. And so let's leave it at that.
Jerry, there was an article where it was in Bloomberg where you said that you know, you wouldn't even sell the Cowboys for $10 billion, even though that's what you would want to sell them for if you were going to sell it. We're having a little friendly back and forth.
You're going to lose, RJ. Trust me.
They said you wouldn't sell it for $30 billion, and I'm like, all right, $30 billion's a little bit tough to turn down.
No price.
$30 billion.
The best way to put this
is, I'll give you a bag of $30 billion in front of you.
The best way to put this, as far as on a personal basis, the value of the team, I would trade that perception of that number for the right number of first downs in a New York minute. Or the right number of wins, or an opportunity to get to the Super Bowl. The point is, it's not for sale. Fortunately, it won't be for sale. My immediate family, Charlotte, Stephen, and Jerry, they'll have it long after I'm gone. And that's just a fact. And so it's just that. It is a feel-good for people to appreciate value, but only to the extent that it helps first downs. That's all that it counts for, because nobody will let you use that value in commerce because they know they can't get to it, and I'm sure as hell not going to mortgage it or anything like that. So, no, it's a fact. There's no amount of money that would get the Cowboys.
Shut your mouth, RJ. Shut your mouth. Mm. Jerry, were you ever approached with an offer that you thought about or one that you said, whoa, I didn't even think this would be possible for someone to come at me with that? Any possibility was ever out there?
Several years back, I was approached by several owners that asked if I would consider selling the team the team be more a league team, and I take Los Angeles mm-hmm. and build Los Angeles. And that was not interesting for me because, first of all, just from a standpoint of where you are, I could go out and spend my lifetime building a new franchise in a market like Los Angeles and still be 50, 60 years behind the Dallas Cowboys, who are out in front. So that didn't make any sense. But I was born in Los Angeles, and that is an attractive part of the world out there. But no place is like our area for football and sport. When I first got involved, I thought Chicago had the greatest climate for our game up there in the Midwest, where it started, so to speak, Notre Dame concept, all of that. But, man, I quickly realized that we were in the best place in the world for American football. That's right here in Dallas, Texas. That's shown by the interest there is in the high school football, which is something completely different relative to the social and the cultural aspect of it, but then our support of the college game, and then, of course, of the Dallas Cowboys. There's no place like this. It's the best place in the world for football.
Well, Jerry, you guys have breathed new life into the Metroplex with this winning streak. Keep it going, and hope the Le Sueur peas taste good on Thursday.
Boy, they will, but let me tell you, I'm going to have some wild duck and a great recipe that my mother got from my grandmother on my daddy's side. And it's just some of the best eating you've ever seen. So I'm going to be excited about eating a lot of that wild duck on Thanksgiving Day.
Have a good one, Jerry. We appreciate it as always. And here's to another victory. Thank you.
You bet, guys.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.